It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and this is our CEO Roundtable segment. So as always, I've got two rockstar CEOs sitting with me right now. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Khalil Rafati, and I own Sun Life Organics. I'm the author of I Forgot to Die, and I own Malibu Beach Yoga.
Great. I'm Grant Miller. I'm the founder of Replicated. We basically enable SaaS companies to create an enterprise version of their product.
Awesome. Love what you guys both do. And we were just talking about your book, and that's actually the first place I want to start this conversation, because I think it's so interesting. Just real quick, give us like the 20-second, 30-second, like, here's what the book's about, because I think it's awesome.
The book is about losing all hope, winding up homeless, addicted to drugs, and at 33 years old, waking up, sobering up, but realizing that I was a convicted felon, a high school dropout, and with no hope for any type of future whatsoever, and what happened.
Love it. Like this guy. Yeah, I can't wait to dive in more with this guy. Do you have any questions for him, or should I just dive in?
A million, but yeah, you go first.
How do you bounce back from something like that? I mean, everything in life is relative, as Albert Einstein would say, but I mean, that's some deep stuff. Like, you came back from something where most people would be like I feel like most CEO roundtables, we talk about, like, you know, oh, talk about the stress of not being able to pay bills for your employees. But, like, compared to what you've bounced back from, how do you do that?
It's just...
How did you get to sitting right here?
Just time. I mean, really, truly, finding my own version of a God that I could believe in, not some weird, punitive, punishing, angry God that I was, you know, handed when I was a child, but finding a belief in God, and literally learning how to chop wood and carry water, and just put one foot in front of the other, and having faith that I was going to be okay. And it, you know, I don't mean to like belittle it or make it seem like it was simple or it was easy, because it wasn't. I crawled my way out of hell. Getting off drugs is one thing, but reacclimating yourself to society and, you know, what do you do when you're unemployable?
Yeah.
And
you start companies. That's what all of us unemployable do.
It's so true. I love that. So what do you feel like is the mindset for both of you, right? What do you feel like is the mindset that you've been able to learn how to cultivate within yourself that's made you successful? Because there's going to be probably some commonality here. You might use synonyms for the same words to describe it. But what's the mindset that you've learned to cultivate that's made you successful?
Well, what you alluded to earlier, which I loved, was carry water and chop wood. Mm. I think that's just like, I think that success is based on just, you have to be so persistent and consistent and just go, like, you know, I think about, I always say my superpower is like limitless energy, because I can just, like, you know, if it's hiking or climbing a mountain or whatever it is, just like go next foot, next foot, next foot. And when you're starting a company, you know, at least for me, it's like, it's 11, I'm exhausted, I've been up since 5, you know, and I need to write 3 more emails, right? And just like knowing that I have to get those done, like I just have to get it done. It's like it's a going, continuously going, that I think has made me successful in what I do.
Yeah, I would say the greatest advice I was ever given was from a man named Stephen Mihaylo, who to this day is one of my dearest friends.
He's the guy that built the business school at Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
That's where I went to school.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've like seen his statue and all that
of
stuff?
Of course.
Yeah.
I went to the Steve Mihaylo Business School.
No way. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And now I go back and speak at school because of all the stuff that I'm doing as a college graduate from there.
Wow.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
And basically be a dad. And yeah, it's really funny. A lot of men that I talk to go, wow, I really wish I could do that. Only because they never have. Because I will tell you, that was probably one of the hardest 18 months of my career.
You have a new appreciation for stay-at-home parents, huh?
It's not as easy or glamorous as it looks.
Yeah, absolutely. So your entrepreneurial journey is very interesting because you show up at the company once it's been started, but it's still in that startup phase.
You bet.
So you've got the task of helping it scale and grow. So tell me a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. So a couple things. You really have to go look for something that you believe is going to be a true opportunity. You have to understand whether or not it's going to grow into the kind of company that you want to lead. And one of the things that you always have to look for is you can pivot a product, you can pivot a market, but you never pivot a company's culture. So you have to make sure that the culture itself is something that you want to be a part of and something that you can really harness and leverage as you move forward. So those are some of the starting points.
So what kind of culture are you looking for? What kind of culture, in other words, thrives?
Yeah. You know, for me, the first thing about the culture is that success has to be about something besides yourself. I almost always look for companies where the core of success is around the clients and enabling them to be successful, around the partners and making sure they can be successful. I find that when you orient a company around somebody else's success, what happens is that everybody at the company begins to feel and operate that way. And that's really the beginnings part of a culture. Winning only for yourself as a company makes everybody in the company win only for themselves, and you don't even have the fabric to form a culture.
Yeah, because when you get in that scarcity mindset, then you're not thinking about the greater good and ultimately how to grow the company. You're just thinking about your own individual wins.
Exactly.
So let's talk about what it means to you to be an entrepreneur, because you mentioned that you've been an entrepreneur your entire life.
Yeah. Look, the first thing is comfortable, not only comfortable, but challenged and seek out chaos. The essence of being an entrepreneur is really managing and dealing with that chaos. You know, everybody wants to be a visionary. And most people think that a visionary is applauded. For the most part, visionaries are shunned because nobody understands what they're really talking about if they truly are a visionary. They're not rewarded for that until the world changes in the way that they anticipated it would change. So the first thing you need to do is you need to be able to focus reasonably long term and really, really believe in yourself. The second is you've got to be able to deal with the chaos and pivot and change at all times. The third thing is that as your company grows, it's going to go through cycles. In fact, whatever it is that helped you succeed in one cycle is probably exactly what will cause you to fail in the next cycle. And so everybody has to be used to the fact that if they're doing a great job this year and they're doing their job the same way a year from now, they're probably no longer doing a good job. So those are some of the things that I think really make for an entrepreneur.
That's really good. Let's dive into that a little bit. How do you then know how to regroup for the next year?
Yeah. So one of the benefits that I had is the company I mentioned earlier, Aspect. I went from an engineer whacking out code on the keyboard as the 14th employee to 2,500 people, over $500 million in revenue, and a publicly traded company where I was an officer of that company. So I was able to watch and witness our company go through each one of those changes. So for me, I know what the journey looks like. And as the CEO of a company, I help everybody at the company know in this phase, this is what's important. When you're in the product market fit phase, you've got to iterate very, very rapidly. That's what everything's oriented around. But once you find product market fit, now you need to optimize, which is almost the opposite of rapid change. And so I help the company understand where we need to be at each and every one of our phases. And I help the leaders of the company understand how their approach, their behavior has to change. And I clearly set the expectation that if they're unable to make that change, if I'm unable to make that change, then we can no longer be in our positions.
So this is specifically for startups going in different phases. And the good news is there's kind of a science to the different phases. It's not something that's different, in other words, for you with each new company. The phases are kind of the same from startup to startup.
I think they are, you know, and if you think about them, you know, at the very beginning, it's all about the idea and it's about the vision. The next phase is really to say, okay, can I make a product around that vision which will be valuable? The next stage has to be, well, I can make a product, but can I make a business that will support that product that will be valuable? And once you get to that stage, then the question is, can I scale this and make it larger? And at each and every one of those stages, your behaviors, your systems, your processes, even your people are fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm. So good. Well, more when we come back. Sure. We're going to take a short break. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Do you have a great idea for a product or a business you know is worth millions, but you don't know how or where to start? Are you tired of building somebody else's dream? Well, go build your own. BusinessRockstars.com is an amazing resource for anybody who wants to become an entrepreneur, to start or grow your own business. Go to BusinessRockstars.com. BusinessRockstars.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy comp.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, continuing my conversation with Robert Blatt. He is the chairman and CEO of Moment Feed. So tell me a little bit about what Moment Feed is.
You bet. So Moment Feed focused on companies that have locations in the physical world, stores and restaurants and other businesses. What we do is we provide a platform for them. It's a marketing platform that allows them to engage with you and I whenever we're making purchase decisions, whether we're becoming aware of it, whether we're trying to make a choice, whether we have a preference, whether we do or don't do a transaction, and then, of course, what we have to say about that experience afterwards.
So where did the idea for this come from?
You know, I'm not usually the guy who comes up with the original idea. This idea came from a gentleman named Rob Reed. He was the founder of the company. And Rob truly is a visionary. Rob recognized that the forces of social, local, and mobile were going to transform how we as consumers would interact with the brands that we buy things from. I don't know that Rob knew how it would change, but he knew it would change and really pointed us in that direction. And we've run ever since on that vision.
And I know that you guys have raised venture capital. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that process.
You bet. So we have raised venture capital. Rob raised the original seed round of funding, and I've been responsible for raising the money after that. We've taken a very, very different approach to raising capital than a lot of software companies. We didn't believe in the whole unicorn nonsense of, you know, the first person to a dominant market share position was going to win, and it was a winner-take-all market. We actually wanted to build a business, a sustaining business that wouldn't result in a transaction that would just make our investors happy, but instead would be a business that would be of value to our clients, our employees, our partners, and even the communities that surround us. So we took a different approach to fundraising. Every round that we raise, we want to be our last round. And what we mean by that is we take that capital and we use it to grow the company, but we use it to get to a point of profitability where we could go on as a business without additional capital afterwards. So a little bit of a different approach than has been used in the last set of years.
So I know that you said culture is everything to you and the company. So tell me a little bit about your team. And obviously they already had this culture to a certain extent when you decided to come on board, but then I'm sure that you're a part of continuing to grow this culture.
Sure. So the culture wasn't defined. And so the first thing we did, and every company goes through this, we have to set our vision and our values. And then they have a bunch of pictures on walls of people rowing boats for teamwork. We didn't believe in any of that nonsense. We really thought that instead we needed to look with inside of ourselves. who were we and why did we like each other? Why did we like working with each other? And why did we think we were going to be successful? So we mined from each other what our core values were. We orient around authenticity, excellence, innovation, and partnership. Those are our four core values. And what we do is we make them wind through every aspect of our company. We certainly recognize that once a month where we have the moment feeder of the month, the person who most represented the core values that month. But what's more exciting is that every single day, moment feeders, that's what we call people who work at Moment Feeder. Moment feeders basically recognize each other on our Slack channel for excellence or innovation or partnership. And then once a year, we have the Moment Feeder of the Year. And instead of having pictures on a wall somewhere with our values, the words that make up our values wind up on the walls, they're on people's computers, on the back of their cell phones. We've created stickers that they put everywhere. And I know they're cool stickers because my 16-year-olds want to use them as well.
Very cool. So what would you say has been the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge by far is hiring a great sales leader. That is really very, very difficult. And the first thing I'd say is until you get to about $5 million in revenue, don't bother. If you as a CEO are not your sales leader, you're probably not going to succeed. But once you get there, hiring a great sales leader who can navigate through these challenges has really been our greatest challenge. The really good news is we have an absolute total rock star now as our sales leader, a gentleman named Ray Reich, who I've actually known for years, and is just crushing it for our company right now.
So if it's such a challenge to find someone like him, how did you find someone like him?
Well, you know, we iterated through a lot of people, unfortunately. And by the way, most of them were actually really good people as well. The problem is that they either were good for a short amount of time or they were good, but not for the phase that we were in as a company. So that's what makes it so hard. Sales, especially through the early stages, changes very, very rapidly. The way we found Ray is I worked with Ray, God, it's almost 12 years ago. And another one of our leaders, Carrie Betancourt, who's our chief revenue officer, the three of us worked together at a company. And Carrie and I always felt that Ray was the best sales leader we'd ever worked with. And so once we got to a size that was large enough, we immediately attracted Ray to the party.
What would you say has been the biggest success?
Well, the biggest success for me is I've always said that I wanted Moment Feed to be the best place that our employees worked and the best partner that our clients have ever had. And for many years, I would say that, and the employees would look at me and think, well, you know, that's just CEO talk. That's what he has to say. But over time, as we really adhered to our values, as we really stayed true to that mission, they started to believe. And somewhere probably around the beginning of this year, every Moment Feed employee now believes that to be true about our company. And by far, that's our greatest success at this point.
And I'm sure it circles back to that culture that you guys are so cognizant of creating.
It does. And you know, I'll tell you, many people don't actually want to work for the best company they've ever worked for. There's two reasons. First is that if your company's not that good, and you try really hard, but you don't succeed, you've kind of got a built-in excuse. If you really believe that your company is great, well, if you don't succeed, you have to deal with that yourself. You have to live with that pain. We say there's no net of mediocrity at Moment Feed. If you don't succeed, you have to live with that failure. By the way, it's an okay thing to fail. You just can't blame it on something else. So that's really a lot of the core of why building a great company is important. The second reason is it's hard. Working at a company that's the best place you ever worked doesn't mean you're happy all the time, but it does mean you're challenged all the time.
I love that. Great note to end on. Thank you so much
for
sharing your journey with us. Absolutely. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Do you have a great idea for a product or a business? You know it's worth millions, but you have absolutely no idea how or where to start. Are you tired of building somebody else's dream? Well, go build your own dream. Business Rockstars is an amazing resource for anybody who wants to become an entrepreneur, to start or grow your own business.
businessrockstars.com. Not that we like the name drop, but you'll learn from CEOs from companies like DocuSign, Indiegogo, LegalZoom, Patron Tequila, Levi's, TaskRabbit, and IKEA, just to name a few. And we're so confident you're going to learn and love what you see, we're going to give you the first month for $1. No tricks, no gimmicks. Learn from big CEOs, successful entrepreneurs, and mentors. So what do you have to lose? You're $1 away from something that could completely change your life. Go to businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com.
This edition of Sound Perspectives is brought to you by Glint. Why is gold the real deal in the age of cryptocurrency? Money arises as a currency unit because it radically reduces the information required for transactions to just two facts: value and ownership. Admittedly, blockchain stores ownership information more efficiently, so making it a useful back office function. But it does not address the value question, which still lies in the hands of governments who must create money to pay bills and, in emergencies, keep the system liquid. Throughout history, governments have...
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Welcome back to the third annual Blue Emu Bowl-a-thon.
Jerry, what's wrong with you? You haven't rolled a strike all night.
I know, Coach. It's killing me, and it's throwing off my game.
Wait, you're telling me you've been playing hurt this entire game? What are you thinking? No wonder you've been throwing gutter balls. Blue Emu works to soothe muscles and joints, and best of all, it works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu, available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other national retailers.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765. And let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Taylor Walker's joining us. He's the co-founder of Earth Encounters. As you can see here, we've got the board game. So we know it's a board game, but tell us a little bit more about it.
So Earth Encounters is basically a platform to create meaningful dialogue amongst family and friends on issues that affect all of us in our daily lives, whether it's personal health, personal finance, disaster preparedness, civics, history, sports, you name it. And these are all topics that everybody should know about, but that we kind of take for granted.
Okay, so let's play an example here. I love the art on this thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the back here. But tell me, what's going on? We're about to start playing the game. What's the first thing we do?
So first, the game takes place in space, and there's an alien life form that feeds on knowledge, and it's come to Earth, and we, as players, are the aliens that are going to come and learn more about our life's inhabitants. So we start from the time ship, and we work our way to try to find this alien, right?
Okay.
And so in doing so, we learn about us humans. And so we learn about, you know, what are the three branches of governments? What kind of governments are set up in the United States? What kind of health issues are affecting our nation and stuff like that? And then we compete against each other in doing so.
So I'm learning while I'm playing a game.
You're learning while you're competing and having fun.
So did you do research and find out that people are actually going to play board games versus online?
So according to data from 2008, since the recession, board game sales have actually increased while electronic games have decreased.
Wow. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because board games bring more of a family unity together, and from a fiscal standpoint, it makes more sense to invest money into a board game that's going to last you over a long period of time than to spend $60 on a game that's going to be outdated in a couple of months. So I think families are noticing that. Also, there's the human interaction that comes from board games that you can't replicate when playing video games or electronic games.
This looks like this must have cost some money to get this thing made. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's heavy too. It's like 15 pounds. I don't know. It's pretty heavy. So you guys had to raise money for this, or did you self-fund?
Yeah, we did Kickstarter campaign, so we crowdfunded, and we ended up hitting 130% of our goal. And it was a challenging experience, to say the least, because it was just me basically running it. My father, my business partner, is, 60, on the upper side of 60. I'm not going to disclose his age. But
so he's very wise.
Yes, exactly. He's very wise. So it was just a learning curve for me. And running the Kickstarter campaign by myself, I learned a lot about marketing. I learned a lot about manufacturing, fulfillment, all these things I had to, do myself. Even just making the video itself, video production. And so
some people say that might be the hardest part.
Yes, it was a hard part. But I mean, everything throughout all of that, there were some ups and there were some downs. When we first launched our Kickstarter campaign, we had a set schedule how we wanted to dissect the campaign. So in the beginning, we wanted to at least hit 20% of our funding goal, because the metrics show that Kickstarter campaigns that hit that 20% are 80% more successful. So we did that in the first day, got a Kickstarter staff pick within the first hour of launching. But we had a USA Today article that was supposed to release on that Wednesday, which was 3 days into the campaign. For whatever reason, it got delayed. And so just like dealing with
the ups and downs.
Yeah, the obstacles that just get thrown at you amongst like a hectic 30 days.
And that's inevitable. I mean, that's being an entrepreneur, is learning how to weather the storms and having a plan and not having it work out and being able to adapt and adjust.
Exactly.
So you've obviously learned that right off the get-go. How much money did you guys raise again?
$20,000.
$20,000. And how did you allocate those funds? Because some people are out here raising $20 million. Mm-hmm. Now, some people might say $20,000 could be just as hard or harder than the $20 million because some guys only write checks for $10, $20 million. Mm-hmm. So $20,000, you did it on Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to allocate those funds? Because that's bootstrapping it, so you got to be really smart.
So originally we were going to get it produced and manufactured in the U.S.
Okay.
And that was going to run us about $60,000. So from looking at it from that standpoint, we were going to come up short and have to look for other ways of funding it.
Yeah.
But we looked to Alibaba to outsource most of our production, and we found a Chinese company that was able to do it for a fraction of the price that we would have had to do get it produced out here.
Yeah.
And so we were able to actually save a lot of money and have some surplus in order to go towards production, online advertisements and stuff like that. So we always wanted to be able to fulfill our Kickstarter orders. That was our top priority going into it after we had our available funds.
Because that's a reflection of your guys' integrity. At the end of the day, you've already accepted money from people.
Exactly.
You didn't maybe necessarily even disclose where it was going to get made. You're going to fulfill that order, and then you can always come back to America and get things done. But at the end of the day, I love the fact that you guys found a way to make it happen, because that's what entrepreneurs do.
Exactly.
Entrepreneurs don't worry about the resources they have. They just are resourceful with whatever they do have.
Right.
So you guys made it happen.
And then also you have to build up their integrity. I mean, people are trusting us with their money, and they're also, you know, they're showing us that they trust our concept and our vision. And so we want to, you know, give back to them and make sure that they're taken care of 110%.
What did you guys do for getting traffic to the landing page? Because even if you've got a great landing page, even if you've got a great idea, even if you've got a great video, none of that matters without the traffic.
Right.
So how did you make sure you got the traffic? Because you said your article that was supposed to go out, which would have been huge, didn't end up happening. So you must have had some other things you were doing to push traffic.
Yeah, so we only 33% of our Kickstarter backers came from the actual Kickstarter community. So the rest came from our families and friends. We had the story that we got from ABC7. We got an article that we got from USA Today, and I'm going to give you a little tidbit on how that happened. So being an entrepreneur, you got to do whatever you have to do in order to be successful. So this was February, so this was Black History Month. The actual editor for USA Today happened to be a black woman. And so our pitch to her was, look, we're an African-American company. We're trying to do something to help their communities and stuff like that. And so I think that we got a little like leeway on that.
You got to do what you got to do.
We had to do what we had to do.
You got to play your strengths.
Exactly.
Again, back to being resourceful.
Exactly. But that USA Today article was huge, because it not only gives us exposure to their broad outreach, but it also gives us credibility and lets other people know that this is like a very important product. And so we were able to do that. We also partnered with LMU and Pepperdine University. We reached out to educational bloggers, which we're still doing to promote our sales right now. And so that's what we basically did to get our outreach. And then once the Kickstarter community saw that we were getting traction, then we started to get those customers also.
So I'm seeing how you connected the dots here for this, but what are you going to do to continually, sustainably sell this thing? Because at the end of the day, that's the real key. What are you guys doing to sell this and market it?
So we partner with the educational blogs. There's about 50 of them that get hundreds of thousands of people every single day. And so we're doing pay-per-click advertising, and we're also doing reviews, and we're also doing featured stories. And on those stories that get featured, they get blasted to all their social media sites, Facebook, and Instagram, etc. So that's just constant impressions for us. And since we're in the educational landscape, it's helping us get additional customers.
Okay, so you guys are doing some grassroots marketing, plus capitalizing on social media. Co-founder of Earth Encounters, Taylor Walker, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What else are you doing on social media? Because so many people are on there. You got children, you got grandparents, you got everybody in between. You got Fortune 500 CEOs. You've got, I'm sure, millions of your target customers. What are you doing to capitalize on that? Are you doing targeted Facebook ads? You were talking about a little of it, but I want to go deep, because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to allow your business to thrive and become a house name brand is if you can dial in the sales and marketing.
Right. Now, you also got to think that it's all about building the story. You know, you got to tell a story with whatever brand or whatever company you have. So our story is, this is the state of our nation right now. What are we doing to improve it? So for our social media platforms,
you got to get Obama playing this thing or something.
We're constantly highlighting stories that people are doing good things in our communities. We're also, on our Instagram, we're also giving out facts on different stuff that we find are interesting, giving out resources. Like, for instance, this is a quick example, but there's private institutions that charge $200 to $300 for each family to give them their evacuation plans or whatever type of plans to help prevent, like, would help.
It's basically the preparation.
Preparation plans for whenever disaster strikes. Ready.gov offers all of these resources for free. And so what we're doing is providing free content so people can come back to us and say, okay, this is a bunch of resources that we can use for our own families and friends. And so that's how we've been starting to build traction.
Is that in the game or outside of the game? Using that as content?
We're using that in the game and through our Facebook. So.
Okay.
On our Instagram, we're just painting a story on what we're doing, why are these issues important?
Yeah.
And then through our Facebook, we're highlighting articles, we're highlighting people that are doing good in our communities, people that are giving back to our veterans, stuff like that. So we want to highlight all positive things in our community because there's a bunch of negativity out there.
Which is awesome because you're literally the shining light example of the game. The game is supposed to elicit those types of things and provide the content and education. And so you're making sure that you're taking slices and slivers here and there that are relevant and contextual out in the real world. And you're providing that because if I like that, inevitably, like we were talking about earlier, provide value first. You provide value, and I'm, you know, start to nurture me and provide me more value. Maybe I even join a newsletter, follow you on social
media. And that builds that community. And those, the community are the people that are going to be vouching for us. And that's what's been happening throughout the whole nation. We have educational programs that are reaching out to us, wanting to feature our games, and debate clubs, high schools, and impoverished low-income areas. The kids kids out there need these type of products. And so that's why we've been able to build our online sales.
What about some like crazy, have you guys thought about doing any crazy stuff? Like you play the game and you know, you win, you get $10,000, but you like, or you have a championship where everybody's competing and works up for a big prize.
We have some things in the works for like some tournaments that are going to be hosted at certain schools and universities and stuff like that. I can't give too many details right
now. It's under the wraps.
It's under the wraps, but we have had people reach out to us and to set up tournaments and stuff like that and to give scholarship money to help kids go to college.
I love that. Where can people learn more about you and find out about Earth Encounters?
EarthEncounters.com. US. You can also check us out on our Twitter handle at Earth Encounters and on Instagram at Earth Encounters and on our Facebook page.
There you go. You heard it from the co-founder himself, Taylor Walker. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you too, bro. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. How do you overcome a no when trying to get funding? I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Encountering a no from a potential investor can be disheartening, but don't allow it to derail your dream. Here's a few ways you can improve your potential and perhaps even be reconsidered for funding. One, be professional. It's not disrespectful to follow up, but don't hound them. Remember, a certain level of professionalism at all times. Two, raising capital is a long-term goal, even after landing a commitment. Three, a no can be on the road to yes. Obstacles, failures, rejections, they're all exits on the freeway of entrepreneurship. Keep going past any potential derailments. There's dozens of routes to successful fundraising. When you encounter an obstacle, breathe, and then keep working toward your ultimate goal. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Listen up, men. It's time to be honest with yourself. Are you or someone you know addicted to drugs or alcohol? Do you think that you can handle the problem on your own? Don't try to fight your problems on your own. Call Windward Way Recovery now at 855-250-8898. That's 855-250-8898. Windward Way Recovery is an evidence-based treatment center specializing in men's needs. When you call, you will speak with advisors who know what you are going through and can tailor a program that is right for you. The call is free and completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there may be little to no cost to you. Don't let addiction ruin your life, your family, your relationships, or your job. Take the first step to recovery by calling Windward Way Recovery now, the trusted source for addiction treatment for men. 855-250-8898. 855-250-8898. That's 855-250-8898. Call now before it's too late.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Now let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is our CEO Roundtable segment. So as always, joining me are two rockstar CEOs. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Dennis Yu, CTO of Blitzmetrics, and we create jobs for young adults.
I'm Courtney Jones. I'm the CEO of Sweat Cosmetics, and we create cosmetics for women who lead an active lifestyle.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys. And I just want to point out, you are wearing your clothes right now, because I called you out. I was like, are you wearing your stuff? And you are wearing it. What is that one? I love that one.
I am absolutely wearing
so
it. This, we're a cosmetic company, so I'm wearing our makeup right now. This is actually, I'm doing another interview later this week with Dress Barn. Have Very never cool. actually worn their clothes. They make some fabulous stuff. This is not an ad. Yeah.
I love that. Well, I told you guys I wanted to get started with, you know, going back into the past, sitting down and over coffee, tea, lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it, sitting down with your younger self and your first year of entrepreneurship. So you're young like me, so I don't care if, you know, maybe you've been in entrepreneurship for 3 or 4 years. You still probably know a lot more than you did in your first year. Dennis over here has got a little bit more wisdom and experience than us. So go back and sit down at coffee or tea with yourself in your first year of business. What's one piece of advice you'd share with yourself? We'll start with Dennis.
So what I tell the young Dennis Yu is the most important thing is to focus on building your team. People are number one. People precedes product, your platform, anything that you have to sell. Because right now, I spend 80% of my time coaching and developing our team. And when I sit down with other entrepreneurs, it's the same thing where they talk about, man, what can we do to find good people? How do we keep these people? How do we inspire them? So you kind of, you have to take care of them. And I was so busy as an entrepreneur that I didn't take care of our people to say, what are your goals? How can I help you with that? Why are, you know, if you were late on a report, what was it that was behind that? And can I do something to help you?
Yeah.
And it's okay. You have to care for them as people.
Yeah.
And that's where retention comes in. We lost 2 engineers to Facebook. And after that happened, I thought, oh man, how are we going to recover? We can't have this many, these engineers in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
But people for, that's the advice 20 years ago.
And I love that because, you know, mine would be very similar if I sat down with myself and I was just thinking, what would mine be? It would be based around people as well. I would say, look, in a few years, you're going to become a really big connector and networker with a very valuable network of individuals. And so start focusing on that sooner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've only been doing this for a few years, but it's like, if I would have even started sooner knowing how valuable people and connections and networking and partnerships can be, I would have started even sooner. What's yours?
Well, I actually have a follow-up question for you, Dennis, if you don't mind.
Dive in.
I think just with a new company, right now, the founders are the core group, and we haven't really explored past that. And at what point, as a CEO or when you started a company, did you realize you had to expand and spend time on those people and that expansion rather than your current projects?
When you hit that oh crap moment, when you can't deliver, when you have more customers than you know what to deal with, and you can only work so hard, right? Every entrepreneur gets to that point where they work, and then they can't handle the rest of it, and you realize you got to hire more people to take care of this stuff. Now that we have more sports teams, we have more e-commerce clients, we have more lead gen companies, there's no way we could do that with 15 or 20 people. Once you get to 40 people, I think there's like a Dunbar number there. Once you get to about 40 people, all of these other things fall apart until you have process. And what happens is A-level people hire A-level people, but B-level people hire C people who then hire D people. And pretty soon it's like, oh, how did these people get here? When I was at Yahoo a long time ago, we were a hardcore group of engineers. And I was so, you know, awesome, you know, to be part of this team. But then 5 or 6 years later, when it was 12,000 people, I thought, how did he get into this? How did you show up here, right? So to prevent that kind of cultural slide, you really have to maintain your values. And you guys are all pro Olympic. How many gold medals do you have between all your founders?
We have one of our founders has two gold medals.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all of the accomplishments, all of the things that tie you together, do you have a way of codifying that so that when you need to scale, everyone else just believes in this and you don't have to create a lot of rules? If you create too many rules, that's a sign that your culture isn't strong enough.
Right.
This is the CEO Roundtable. And as always, we have two rockstar CEOs who will tell us who they are in a sec. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Give us a quick recap. Who are you and what do you do?
Dennis Yu, I founded Blitzmetrics. We create jobs for young adults in sports and e-commerce.
Pleasure.
I'm Courtney Jones, and I'm the CEO of Sweat Cosmetics, and we create cosmetics for the real woman who leads an active lifestyle.
Thanks for being here as well. One of my mentors, Max Carey, one of the founders of Outback Steakhouse, built it from one restaurant to over 2,000 restaurants. And when I asked him how he was able to do that, how he was able to build a multi-billion dollar company from one restaurant to over 2,000, become the second largest mid-level restaurant dining chain in the United States, he said, we always knew we were going to have 2,000 restaurants, and so we built the first one with the end in mind. And so the way that they did that was through systems. And so Dennis is a master when it comes to this, but I also want to hear from you as well. What are some of the systems that you have in place, whether it's just something as simple as staying organized, making sure that you get the right things done in the right period of time, or whether it's crazy systems that are based around metrics analysis so that you can take more appropriate action? What are some of the systems you have in your business?
Well, I will say this. We've only been launched for about a year, so I think we're almost hitting that spot where we have to start creating that type of structure.
Yeah.
And it's so hard in the beginning with working with five girls. At first, only two of us are really full-time, and that's really hard to have two full-time employees working with three part-time employees where they still have jobs to do. They still have roles, and we sort of have to have our hand in everything because we are with the company every single day. So I think that started off a little rough as we started integrating each other into the company. So it's been about a year. I will be totally upfront and honest, about a month ago was when we really sat down, and roles might seem obvious, but you need them written down. So we went through an entire list of everything that our company does, who is in charge, and we gave them a backup partner just so they could chat. That, girls need that. So we have two people basically on every job, and I will say it's so hard to not want to control every little aspect. I was the first one to go full-time, so it's hard for me to relinquish control, but I almost have to at this point. There's too many other things that need to get done. So to be totally honest, we're starting to get into that structure. We're starting to get into these specific roles and who reports to who. And again, I still hate saying that. No one in our group right now with the five of us really reports. We do make a lot of team decisions, but we're learning slowly that you need that type of structure in order to grow.
Well, I love that you brought that up because I feel like a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah.
You two are absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate you for coming on the show. So thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rocks. Stars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.